Our story today is called Finally Home. I got the call March 9th, 2019 from my favorite social worker. She said, I know you don't do teens, but I have this girl. She's great, but her and her current foster family just need a break. How about just for the weekend? I wanted to help, so I said yes, and we just clicked. I loved having someone around who shared my love of Twilight and sleeping in late. I did respite for her several times over the next few months, and that fall, she came to me temporarily for about a week when her foster home put in their notice. In March of 2020, almost exactly a year from that first call, I got another call. Respite, just for the weekend. Again, I had just taken in a newborn sibling, leaving me with six kids under six, but I couldn't say no. There was nowhere else for her to go, and she was part of our family at that point. Respite quickly turned into a temporary placement till they could find somewhere long-term. Then she asked to stay till she aged out. She didn't want to be adopted at that point. Too many disappointments. And she didn't want to have to move again, either. A few months later, we were joking around about her future, and she said, have you ever thought about adopting a teen? And the rest was history. 189 days after coming to me for the last time, we said, forever. They even managed to squeeze us in 3 days before she turned 17, her one wish not to have to spend another birthday in the system. Recently, she got invited on an out-of-state trip with one of her friends. I said yes, and she quickly reminded me that we needed to call her social worker to get it approved. And then she smiled. She said, well, that's right. You're my mom now. We don't have to ask permission from anyone ever again. From Deuteronomy 10:18, he defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow and loves the foreigner residing among you, giving them food and clothing. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.